Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything. And I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. And of course, we've got another amazing show with some amazing guests. And of course, it's just a beautiful day out. So of course, I always start my show with something uplifting. We can't wait till our days are almost finished to think what worthy gifts can be given. Now is the time to pass on those things special to us. And that's really just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, really sharing your life with everyone, your gifts, and just your kindness and your thoughtfulness. And so with that, I am so glad that you have tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I do want to remind you that you can stream us on kvta.com. You can listen and download our podcast on Apple, iHeart, Stitcher, anywhere podcasts are available. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. With that, I am really excited to meet and introduce you to Charlene Ignacio Bosworth. She is a seasoned entrepreneur for over 23 experienced years, serving entrepreneurs with speed to solutions. And we actually met at an eWoman event, which I am one of the media sponsors, and she is one of the certified coaches. And we're going to talk a little bit about dreaming and business. And have you lost your dream? We're going to talk about that. And again, let's welcome Charlene. Are you there?
I'm so happy to be here with you, Kim. Thank you for being here and serving everyone. And you've just always met like seeing so many people. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And so when you talk about dreaming, what are dreams that we might have and that you talk with your clients about?
When they come to me, their dreams as business owners have everything to do with their family, their time freedom, the things that they want to live passionately about. They want to travel to Machu Picchu. They want to pay off debt. They want to retire their parents. Some of them who are in their season part of their life, they just want to have time freedom. They want to just do whatever they want. And these dreams are so big and it feels so impossible, Kim. And I sit there and I say, no, everything is possible. I coach in the possibilities of their life.
I love that. And talk to us a little bit about who you are and how you got started and who's your mentor.
You know, I have been gifted through my 23 years of experience by mentors and leaders who have what I want. I go to leaders who have what I want, time freedom, passion freedom, financial freedom. And one of the things that I realized early on being from Hawaii was that, you know, the only way we're going to get through anything is with each other.
We're so much better together. I totally agree with that, you know. And we lift each other up and you find people that are amazing, like I found you. And you know, I love the connection. So with that, you're saying that we could have our dreams possible because we go and find the people that can make it possible, correct?
Yes. And to live in the place of possibilities, to not worry if it doesn't make sense or if it doesn't fit, you know, right now what you're thinking or your reality. Live in the place of possibilities.
I love it. And never give up. Never give up. In fact, I do want to remind any of our listeners that are just tuning in with us. One, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And that's really what life's about. It's looking for those golden nuggets in every single person you meet and every opportunity you have. And so why do people stop dreaming, Charlene?
They stop dreaming because they look at the reality and say, how can I go from here to where I want to go? And when they start working with me, I say, I'm not going to leave you where you are. I'm going to take you where you want to go.
Ooh,
and a lot of times
like
that bridge is not inside of their mind. It's not in the community that they have. It's not even in the people that are around them. And so guess what? They stay kind of stuck because they're around other people who are stuck.
You know that saying, what we are the five people that we hang out the most with. Make sure you're hanging out with people that are inspiring to you and also lifting you, and that they might know a little more than you do. So that's where you want to really stretch yourself. Is that correct, Charlene?
Yes. And not only stretch yourself, but give yourself permission that you can unbecome whatever society has told you, whatever trauma has happened to you, whatever things you think have created you to be, you know, less than. Just remove that. Unbecome that. Stop carrying that around.
I love it. So what should we stop doing besides what you just said?
Well, you know, one of the things that I really have everyone start is give yourself grace to start where you are. And look at those battle wounds as bumps and bruises, as opportunities to say, I have come through so much, and now I am ready to go through more to get what I want.
I love it. That is so motivating, because so many people think and they look at other people, and you are not in anybody else's race. You are in your own marathon, and it is not a race. It's a marathon. It's a marathon of life. And you know, there, everybody, life happens to us, right? But it's how we walk through it and how we keep walking forward.
And Kim, I like that. It's like the forward movement, right? Don't look back, guys. You're not going that direction. Look forward. Go forward. Be in the forward moment.
I love it. So when somebody works with you, Charlene, how does that work? What, talk to us, kind of walk us through that.
Well, you know, I built my business 23 years over this long time of success and uphill battles and growth by referrals. I have been so thankful for my clients and my relationships and people in my network who've always referred people to me, because they say, Charlene has the solution you're looking for. It sounds like Charlene can help you. And so I have built my business literally on word of mouth, on people trusting me, people having confidence in me, and of course, meeting you at eWomen, just meeting good people. We're in the people business. We're not in the people business of social media. We're not in the people business of, you know, ads and advertising. We're in the people business.
I am 100%. And I, you know what? I love people, and if the right people come into your life, oh my gosh, it's like a magnet, and you want to help them, and you want to connect them, and you want to see them do better. And I think that's really what was our connection, correct?
You know, Kim, you are just a magnet for amazing people. So I want
Thank you.
On the show that comes in and listens to you even for the 10th time, 25th time, you've always got your listeners' best interest at heart. And that the magnet, I think, of why you attract people like me and people who've come on your show, because you really genuinely care about them. And what a gift that is to us, because we are all in that forward movement of helping each other.
Thank you. And that really means a lot. And I know you are too. And so with that, leave us with a tip that my listeners can start today to feel better, to not lose their dream, to be inspired to go to that next step. And also how to find you.
Thanks, Kim. And, you know, there's so many things, right, guys? I mean, every day you're probably seeing so many things of what you could do, what you should do, maybe what you want to do. But I really want you to start from where you are and just stop. Create a stop doing list. Because everyone is so worried about all the things they need to do. And I coach you to stop doing the things that don't serve you. And the more no's you can do in your life, guys, the more yeses and opportunities will show up. And it gives you freedom. It gives you this space to be present, to be alive, to dream again. Because you're saying no to the things that rob you of time, that rob you of your passion. And, you know, I just want to say the journey together is so much better than thinking that you have to do it all by yourself.
And, I love that. You know, the journey together is so much better. I love that.
It is. And say no, guys. I am giving you 100% permission, and Kim is too, of saying no. Say no right now, in this moment. Say no to the things that don't serve you. Because you have to find you again. But before you can find you and find all those dreams you have, stop and say no. Learn the power of no, because it's in the lands of yes.
I love that. Charlene, how do people work with you, and how do they find you?
Well, you know, reach out to Kim. I'm sure who's ever on, you know, here listening, I'm sure you're in a place in your life where you're trying to figure it out. You're trying to get more out of it. You want to have it all. Give yourself permission to have that. Reach out to Kim. Come and check me out. I'm on social media, on my handles on Instagram and Clubhouse. But one of the ways that they can, and Kim's going to put this out there, is my contact information. Email me, connect with me, talk with me, have a conversation with me. I just want you to know that I get you. I get why this is hard, why you want more out of life. And Kim, thank you for letting this happen.
You are so welcome. And I can't wait to connect with you again, too. And of course, you are going to be in our newsletter. So all of our listeners that get our newsletter, if you don't get our newsletter, definitely call in right now, 805-419-0008. All we need is your email, and we'll get it out to you. It goes out every single Friday so that you can learn about our amazing guest. Charlene, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Download our podcast and share us with all of your great, amazing contacts.
Thanks so much, Kim. Thank you, everyone that made this possible, and thank you for giving yourself permission to have more and be here today. Thank you, everyone.
I love it. You have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you very soon.
Thanks so much, everyone. Have a great day.
You too. Take care, honey. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind all of us about the 25th annual Los Robles Hospital Breast Cancer Symposium. Our next guest is Dr. Mae Brooks. And Tom, I think we're going to take a really quick break, and then we'll come back. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceiling so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust. Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust dot thinkingintoresults.com.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine. Unlock your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest is actually going to be the next speaker at the 25th Annual Los Robles Hospital Breast Cancer Symposium. That is a virtual, and all you have to do to go and listen and be a part of it is losrobleshospital.com. Dr. Mae Brooks focuses in breast disease and skin soft tissue cancer, sarcoma, and she is also board certified in general surgery. Dr. Brooks, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me to talk this very important topic.
You are very welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
So I'm a surgical oncologist and general surgeon, and I do general surgery, but my special expertise is in breast disease and breast cancer, and as you said, skin and melanoma, sarcoma. I trained at Harvard in Boston and came back here and worked for quite a long time at UCLA and the Greater Los Angeles VA Hospital in Los Angeles. But I live here in Thousand Oaks.
Okay. Well, they're all lucky to have you.
So the last 10 years, I also started private practice here and really love it here. This is a wonderful community. And, you know, we have just excellent doctors and nurses and all the healthcare people, great hospital facility.
We are truly blessed to have this all in our own community. And so thank you for what you do. Let me ask you a question. Breast cancer screening, talk to us about that. Why should you screen your breast cancer for that?
We screen breast cancer because of a few reasons. First of all, in medicine, we usually do something only if it makes a difference. You only order a test if it's going to change the outcome. And with breast cancer, screening once a year can, you know, change your life, will save your life, save your breast. Unique things about breast cancer, it is the most common cancer in women. So if you're going to do one cancer screening test as a woman, this is the most important one. One out of eight women will develop breast cancer in her life. So that's about 13%. We have, fortunately, very good screening tools for breast cancer. And this is not true for all cancers.
Now, does that mean, are you talking about mammograms? Or is there another screening?
Yes, mammogram is the most important tool. It's been proven in United States, Europe, everywhere that it picks up earlier cancer, and because you pick up earlier cancer, you can cure it and save the person's life.
Right. And of course, it's October. I just had mine. Is there different kinds of mammograms, or is it recommended every single year?
Yes, we do recommend every year starting at age 40, mm-hmm. and that's because breast cancer incidence starts going up at age 40. And as long as the person has a life expectancy of more than 5 years, we recommend mammogram because we don't want the person to die earlier
from breast cancer. Right.
And things can change in 1 year.
It could change in 1 year. So how much radiation does a mammogram really expose people to?
Yeah, so we are exposed to radiation just, you know, being alive and walking around. So
using our phones, whatever, right?
Yeah. So background radiation that we're all exposed to is 3 millisievert, and it's higher if you live at higher altitude or if you fly a lot. Mm-hmm. So mammogram is only a tenth of that. Mammogram, depending on how extensive you do mammogram, is 0.3 to 0.7 millisievert. Okay. And to put this in context, so it's less than what we are automatically exposed to, but if you're going to fly from the East Coast to the West Coast and back, it's 0.07 millisievert. So it's equivalent to maybe 3 to 5 round trip flights from the west to the east coast.
Okay, so I just took a little flight. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I like the way that. Yeah. Let me ask you: is there alternatives to mammograms?
So it's been proven that mammogram is the best. Ultrasound complements it, but does not replace it. One of the big reasons is a lot of early breast cancer presents as abnormal calcium on mammogram, and calcium can only be seen on X-ray. It's not seen well on ultrasound. It's not seen well on MRI or, you know, anything else.
Okay.
So the proven test is still the mammogram.
Okay, perfect. And what about a physical exam?
Oh, physical exam is very important, too, because
like
most medical tests, nothing is 100%. So
right.
Mammogram does miss 10% of cancer. And then you ask, oh, how did those 10% got detected? Well, it's because you found it as a lump when you examined somebody or the patient.
So we
herself.
Should definitely be checking ourselves, going to the gynecologist and having our, you know, our checkup. Really just taking care of and being, you know, an advocate for our own bodies, correct?
Yes, yeah, be aware of your whole body, yeah, not just the breast, you know, so that if there's a new lump somewhere or another way the body communicates with you is pain, you know, if there's a new persistent pain that has no reason, you know, just listen to your body.
Okay, that's such great advice right there. Again, you're going to be speaking on this, everything that we just talked about, breast cancer screening, correct?
Yes.
And how can my listeners find you? And thank you so much for what you're doing, to sharing all this great knowledge.
It's on the hospital, Los Robles Hospital website this coming Tuesday, and I believe it's also on all of the Los Robles Hospital social media, like Facebook and those things.
Okay, perfect. And again, for our listeners, if they want to get in touch with you, do you have a website?
Yes, it's DR, my name, Brooks. BROOKSMD.com.
There you go. Okay, well, perfect. And you will be in our newsletter. I will send that out to you so that you can share that with everybody. And, of course, you'll be on our podcast after you're here on the radio. And, again, Dr. Brooks, thank you so much for being such a community advocate for so many people and helping so many people.
Oh,
I thank you
I
for
love
that.
This community, yes.
Thank you very much. And please share our show with everyone.
Thank you again.
All right. You got it. Take care. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Walter Wolf. October also is National Substance Abuse Prevention Month, and it's an ideal time for a conversation. He is also the author of The Right Rehab, and we're going to talk to him a little bit. So again, if you're just tuning in with us, please stay with us. We've got lots more. And again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Is love so fragile?
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Glass Artists Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings so you can play a bigger game in business and life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduces you to the parts of yourself that you haven't yet met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule a complimentary discovery session today at barbaradoust.thinkingintoresults.com. That's Barbara Doust. Doust spelled D-A-O-U-S-T dot thinkingintoresults.com. Once again, that's Barbara Doust dot thinkingintoresults.com.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network
as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue.
The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. Our phone number is 419-0008. I welcome you to download our podcast, and that is the Kim Pagano Show. And definitely leave us a little message there so I know you're listening. And also our newsletter that goes out every single Friday. When you call up, leave us your name and your email, and you'll be added to that. Our next guest is Walter Wolf, and we're going to talk about his book. He is the author of The Right Rehab, and of course, it is Substance Abuse Prevention Month. And Walter, are you there?
I am here, Kim. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are very, very welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And of course, you have a personal experience that you want to share too, correct?
Well, yes. Actually, my experience is not unique to me, unfortunately, to myself, unfortunately, because millions of families and millions of individuals go through the same thing. And that is, you find out that, you know, often at 4:30 in the morning, that a loved one of yours has a substance addiction. Mm-hmm. And if you were like me 11 years ago, you ask yourself, you know, what the heck do I know about, you know, addiction? What the heck do I, you know, what do I know about treatment? But I don't know anything about it. I have no idea what to do. Most people are like that.
That you are so right. I mean, I see it throughout our social. I see it on TV. I see it. Families, and especially right now, there's such a hard time with the pandemic and life, and so it's super hard to know, one, how to manage and cope through our lives without a problem. But if you have a weakness and you have an addiction, it's way harder to stay on the right road.
Well, there's so many things I could say about what you just said. One thing is that one of the reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing is because this is the treatment industry is a $42 billion a year unregulated industry. And it is full of imposters. It is full of charlatans. It is full of grifters. It is full of people who will pounce on a family at the most vulnerable time in order to just, you know, get as much money out of them as possible. So that's one reason why I do what I do. But the other reason is that when this happened to us, the people in the recovery community could not have been more helpful and more loving in seeing that, oh my, you know, that we need help. And I was lucky because fortunately I grew up with an individual who was a celebrity. He was an actor. He was a best-selling author. And he was very involved in the recovery community here in L.A., but even UNICEF used to fly him around the world to talk about addiction. Mm-hmm. So when I called him, he said to me, just hold on, Walter. I'm going to have, you know, Walt Quinn from Cumberland Heights call you. And within 24 hours, my loved one detoxed at one of the best rehabs on the planet. Now, tell me, how many people have resource?
Yeah, they don't have that reach or that experience too. Now, I understand you wrote your book, The Right Rehab. Why did you write that book?
That's because this is the book that I needed at that time, 11 years ago, and for the successive years after that. And since that book still does not exist, I decided to write it myself. And it's a book that I am continuously told, and very fortunate for me, that I am told by treatment professionals all over the country. They say, oh my goodness, this book, why wasn't this book around earlier when so-and-so needed it? Or I have families who have been impacted by addiction and or mental disorder. And they all say, oh my God, why didn't I know you? Why didn't I know about this book a year ago? So basically, a lot of people are telling me, and is that this is a book whose time has arrived, has come.
Right.
And
right,
it's being released next month on November 15th. And just to be mercenary about this for a moment, be sure you can go to Amazon.com and type in The Right Rehab and pre-order the book right now.
I love it. I love it. Let me ask you a question. Maybe we could give a couple away or have you back when it's out. Because I would love to get this in the right hands to share with people, because I really think they need it. And would that be something that you'd be interested in doing?
Oh, but yes, please, by all means. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. So if you're out there listening right now and this speaks to you or speaks to a family member or somebody that maybe just really you need to get this in their hands, please reach out to me at 419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And of course, if you can, go and purchase your own right on Walter's website. And of course, this will be in our newsletter too, so that you can, you know, you'll have it there too. Let me ask you, you mentioned mental illness. This is really a lot of what goes on with addiction too, because they can't figure it out. They're very either depressed or, you know, I don't even want to say suicidal, but it is part of it. Is there one right treatment for everyone?
No, that's actually a really excellent question. It really is.
Thank you.
And touching upon mental illness, you know, Kim, there's 61 million people in this country who are
right.
suffering from some sort of mental disorder and or substance use disorder. Now, that's
correct.
The population of California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Nevada, okay?
Right.
And I will say that when it comes to addiction, the government says, you know, about 40 to 60% of people with substance use disorders also have a comorbidity or a co-occurring mental disorder. In my experience, in my practice, it's 80%. The question
right.
is this, Kim, is that there are four diagnoses, okay? And one, the first one is just pure mental disorder. The other one is just pure substance use disorder. And the other one, the third one is primary substance use disorder, secondary mental disorder, or primary mental disorder, secondary substance use disorder. The point is that you need a licensed professional to diagnose a patient to see which one is driving the other. Now, frequently in my clients, it's the mental disorder, whether it's anxiety, it's depression, sometimes it's schizophrenia, that is driving the substance use because they need something to numb themselves. And when you talk about where to send a person like that, that is the key. You've got to know what the correct diagnosis is in order to send that person to the correct facility, to the correct rehab, because you have to make sure that you send that person to a rehab that matches the diagnosis. So there are rehabs all over the country whose licensure is either primary substance use disorder, secondary mental disorder, or the other way around. It sounds like we're getting into the weeds, right? But you know what?
Right.
That is crucial. That is critical in order to send somebody to the right
yeah.
facility.
I mean, it's kind of like a therapist. You can't walk into a therapist. It's almost like a mirror of who you are, and you need to be able to really let yourself go and trust this person that they're going to help you. And that's the same thing with a facility. Now, you actually have a consulting practice, right? And you serve as an interventionist.
Interventionist, yes.
and so talk to us about that. How does that work?
Well, in the beginning, when my loved one was in treatment, it was a five-year nightmare because relapse, sobriety. And I always tell parents when they have, these days you call Gen Z, people in their 20s, I always say, hey, it's a 90% chance that your son or daughter is going to relapse. It doesn't mean treatment's a failure. All it means is that something, it's part of the journey, unfortunately. And all it means is that something that was part of the treatment or the recovery that was working before is now no longer working. And what happened was during this whole time, I started getting phone calls from friends and then friends of friends and then eventually people who I didn't even know. And they would say to me, Walter, I heard about what's going on with you and your son. You got to help me. I got the same problem. And so because I was dealing with people in the treatment world of the highest ethics and also the best treatment, you know, facilities in the country, I started helping people get into the right treatment facility and then eventually interventions. And so now I do this full time. I've been doing it for 7 years. And if anybody wants to know more about it, and again, just go to therightrehab.com and you'll see exactly what it is that I do. And of course, a way to get a hold of me as well.
Yeah, I love that. And so, you know what? Isn't it interesting how our life kind of takes us in the way that we're supposed to go, like your next chapter?
you know, it's amazing that you said something like that, because how frequently in people's lives is it when something horrible happens is that it ends up opening a door to something totally unexpected and totally fulfilling.
You know what? I'm looking up your thing. Is it's the right way or the right rehab?
The right rehab. The new site actually will be active tomorrow.
You know, it is, and that's really why I want to say, this is what my show is all about, the brighter side of life. When life happens to you, look it straight in the face and walk towards it, because there's a reason this is happening and we need to learn from it, and it could be our next calling. So I love what you're talking about. Let me ask you, are there any last things that for our listeners out there that maybe are going through this, maybe know somebody, maybe have just gone through it, you know, it is kind of a life journey when a family goes through this, because we're coming up to the holidays. You just, every day is a day. So let's just say that.
Chaos.
And how do we deal with that?
Well, that's a very good question. Number one, that's one reason why I do what I do. And you could go, when my book arrives and it's released, I recommend that if you were to read the book, it answers that question that you just asked. Because what the book does is that no matter whether you live on Park Avenue or Skid Row, there is a treatment plan for you, okay? And what I do in the book is I explain exactly how you can get a treatment plan that matches not only your resources or lack thereof, but also whatever your personal factors are concerned. So my point is this, Kim, is that when people say, I don't have any money, I don't have any insurance, you know what? There's still a plan for you. And this is how you get it. So that's the point of the book. And so to be, again, a real mercenary about this, Kim, I highly recommend that you can go on to Amazon and pre-order the book, because it does exactly what you just said.
I love it. All right. We need to talk more. Walter, I'd love to have you back again. Great stuff you're doing. And, you know, thank you for sharing your journey to help so many other people, because that's what it's all about in life. So please download our podcast, share our show with other people, and let's talk again. And I love it. You are truly the brighter side of life.
Well, that's a real privilege to hear that from you, and I appreciate it very much. But also at the same time, Kim, you are also doing something very important. So you know what? Good on you. Okay.
There you go. Thank you. Stay well, and let's talk soon.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest, you guys all know I love food. And of course, it's pasta month. October must stand for a lot of different things, but I've got Chef Rosario Del Nero, who is going to be talking about, this guy is so passionate, and he's going to give us some amazing fall pasta trends that we can share with all of you. And hopefully you go home and make some of them. So let's bring him on.
Hey, Kim, good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I love pasta, and we're talking about the National Pasta Month, right?
Yes, yes. I love pasta too, and that's why I'm here to talk about pasta.
I know. You know, I'm looking at some of these fun facts, and you're telling me that approximately 20 pounds of pasta annually is consumed by families, right? Uh-oh, you must be talking about one of our families.
Yes, absolutely. mine too, yes, of course.
Yeah, so talk to us. You're going to actually talk about some healthy pastas, right? Are you a vegan?
No, but my family is we are all kinds. I eat everything. My wife is vegetarian and my kids are vegan. So this is
okay. So
only, you know, and pasta so I can still cook for everybody because I can make pasta with vegan, with a little extra virgin olive oil, like this one here that I have is a pasta autunno, is a pasta cavatappi with olive oil and garlic and vegetables from the market, like asparagus, butternut squash, and peppers. And I have a delicious vegan meal. Of course, you can spread, sprinkle from some a nutritional yeast or a vegan cheese, and you are in heaven. Or else you can do a very rich and delicious fettuccine Alfredo style with wild mushrooms. So fettuccine with a little cream sauce and a variety of wild mushrooms, including porcini from Italy. That is not vegan, but is vegetarian. Another one of my favorite pastas.
Right, we have the whole family too, the gamut. So we have the ones that eat meat, the ones that are vegetarian, and then the ones that are vegan. And that is true that you can do a pasta and then just make a couple different sauces, correct?
Yes, yes. I can cook pasta, let's say, for the whole family. It takes about 10 minutes to cook. And then I can have three different sauces that I can toss with. So all the family is happy. And you just get one pot of pasta going and the sauces are ready. For example, pesto. Basil pesto is very healthy and delicious, and is you can just put it cold on pasta. You don't even have to cook it. So you have this. You know how pesto is made with basil, cheese, a little cheese, extra virgin olive oil, garlic, pine nuts. So you have this delicious sauce that is also healthy, and is ready to go. You don't even have to cook it. The sauté vegetables, you can just have them on the side and toss them in and the pasta. And if somebody likes meats or seafood, you can have some grilled shrimp or grilled chicken or any other nice meat that you might love, and then you can put it on top and the whole family is happy.
Wow. Okay, can you come over to my house and cook for us too?
Absolutely.
We love pasta. There's just something warming about it.
Yes, it's comfort food.
Now, let me ask you. Mm-hmm. So, do you have a cookbook?
I do. All my recipes are on the sharethepasta.org. So you can find videos there of all the recipes we spoke about. They are available right in the website of the National Pasta Association, which is sharethepasta.org.
Okay, I love it. I'm looking at all your videos here. You could just come right into my kitchen with me, and we can watch you on YouTube, correct?
Yes, and make some comments and let me know how you like the recipes.
Okay, well, I love it. I love cooking. I love pasta, and I love putting the family together. And, of course, for National Pasta Month, definitely check out your website, and that is Chef Rosario Del Nero. And, of course, get some of these amazing recipes off of there. Thank you so much for joining us today, and I appreciate you. And please check out our podcast, Kim Pagano Show.
Yes. Thank you, Kim. Thank you for inviting me, and I'm so happy to have met you, and enjoy the pasta.
You got it, and stay well. Thank you again.
You too. Ciao, ciao.
That was so good. You got to check out his website. Also, my next guest is a Apple Music host, Nadeska Alexi, and she has her own podcast. Chase is one of her sponsors, but if you are in the market to buy your first home, but maybe too intimidated, she's going to help you build that confidence. And so, again, let's bring her on, Nadeska Alexis. Welcome, Nadeska, and I'm so excited to be sharing your new podcast, Beginner to Buyer. And, you know, they say that buying a house is like one of the
biggest purchases opposed to buying a car, correct? And so tell us a little bit about your new podcast and, of course, how many people it's going to help.
Hey, Kim, thank you so much for having me. I mean, you're completely right. I think for most people, buying a home is one of the biggest personal and financial decisions you'll ever make. And also, it's a very emotional decision, so it can feel a little bit overwhelming. So this new podcast is called Beginner to Buyer. I was really excited to partner with Chase on this because I just wanted to make that buying process a lot easier for other people than it was for me my first time. And I think one of the things that I didn't have the first time around was a lot of information, you know, that always helps. So on the podcast, you're going to hear from a lot of experts, including a home lending advisor, real estate agent, financial planner, even people who have experience with renovations. And these are people that you would actually want to work with during the process, but we present it in a really digestible way because a lot of the questions actually came directly from other first-time home buyers. So I think people are going to like hearing their concerns actually reflected in those questions. And secondly, which I also think is great. Oh, I'm sorry.
Let me ask you, what is the most common question and concern of home buyers?
Well, there's a couple. One of them is certainly money. Of course, a lot of money goes into buying a home. So
yeah,
a lot of people are wondering right off the bat, how much can I afford? You know, are my finances in a good place to make this happen? You know, I have student loans. Is that going to be an issue? How much is the down payment? Do I always have to put down 20%? And then where do I begin? I have all of these questions and now I'm not sure actually what the first step is. Should I just go out and start looking at homes? Do I need to map out a budget? So, you know, it's not just one, but I would say those few questions are the ones that came up really, really often in my conversations.
I love it. And again, for anybody that's just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, we're talking with Nadeska Alexis, and we're talking about buying your first home or repurchasing a first home. Let me ask you, so what is the biggest home buying lesson that you've learned so far?
Well, I would say it's having a financial plan and then really figuring out how to stick to that plan. So, you know, I think one of the first conversations you should really have during this process is reaching out to a home lending advisor, reaching out to someone at Chase, for example, who can really talk you through what the cost of home ownership will look like, you know, besides just actually the mortgage, how much do you need for your down payment, which, by the way, it doesn't always have to be 20%. You know, there are definitely other options out there. And then they're going to figure out things like how much you also have to budget for your property taxes. And then you can have an idea of other costs associated with the house. So then when you go in to start actually looking at a property, that will help you, you know, make your list of must-haves and non-negotiables. And that's something that's really, really important to have, right? You can get really excited because it's fun. We all love shopping, right? You want to go out and you buy something shiny and new. Right. And one of the great things about America is great return policies. You can take it home for 30 days, and if you don't want it, send it back. It doesn't really work the same with a home. So you should go in with go in with a list of things that you really must have for your family. And that's going to vary person by person. It will be different for a young single person. It will be different for a couple who's expecting their second or third child, you know? So just really think about it. Is it schools that matter to you? Is it actually the space because you need a separate playroom? Do you need a backyard? Do you need to be close to public transportation because you work so much? So really take the time to sit down, make your list of must-haves, and then figure out your budget and make sure you stick with that budget. You never want to have buyer's remorse when it comes to a home.
I love it. I love it. Do your homework, right? Where can my listeners find out more about the home buying journey?
So now you can find this podcast wherever you would usually get your podcast. So that's Google Podcasts, Apple, Spotify, or you can go directly to beginnertobuyer.com, which has a really great outline and breakdown of the podcast. So you see what each episode is presenting to you. So you know that if you're at the point of just making an offer, I want to jump in right here. You can start listening there. If you're close to like getting those keys for your new home and you're still trying to figure out what are the next steps, You know, what can I, you know, renovate once I'm in there that adds equity and value to my home? You can check out that. So wherever you get your podcast, you can jump in, and I think you're going to find a lot of helpful information.
You got it. And Nadeska, thank you so much for joining us here, and congratulations on buying your first home, too.
Thank you so much for having me, Kim.
You got it. Take care.
Again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We had some really great guests. We talk about lots of different things here on my show. I really would love you to call in and talk about and let me know how you like our shows. And, of course, our phone number is 419-0008. Also, get on our newsletter so that you can receive that in your email. And again, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. When troubles arise and options are few, the brain cannot think, it hasn't got a clue. It's times like this when you just can't cope. So head for the door of comforting hope. No other portal can hold a candle to shedding light on what you just can't handle. This course of action is by far the greater because now you trust in your grand creator. I saw that. I loved it. I wanted to share that with all of you. Really, life is about just trusting the journey, and that's all I need to say for the rest of the day. So with that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and of course, I'll talk to you next week. Have a really great rest of your weekend. Thank you.